Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday morning with Powell Broadcasting and specifically with our Grow Siouxland radio program. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we have a very special guest that we'd like to welcome today. This is the guest that each Saturday morning we thank for sponsoring Grow Siouxland, and we believe that Chris Bogenreef has been affiliated with this program as the founder, the sponsor, the host, the guest. I think you're the only person that wears all four of those hats, but welcome Chris Bogenreef of NAI United.
Thank you very much, Chris. And as I say, you know, if we do this once a year, I always say the reason we did this is to keep the good news out there in the, you know, in the public's eyes, because we don't always pat ourselves on the back when we're doing good things in our community, and we need to highlight that.
Well, and you're absolutely right, and sometimes we lose sight of the good news. We're often our own worst critic, and that's no different than any other community around the country. We're most familiar with what's available or not available right here in our backyard, but over the course of the next half an hour, Chris, we're going to talk specifically about some of the things that you've seen in economic development and in the Siouxland Tri-State local economy over the course of the past year. We were hoping to have you in right first program at the beginning of 2023, but you were unavoidably detained, and your schedule is such that it's taken a little time to get you rescheduled and get you back in the studio.
That's my bad.
Well,
my fault.
Welcome to the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce radio studio located on the lower level of our office building at 101 Pier Street. We appreciate your financial underwriting of the program, but also your financial donation of the equipment that makes this radio studio possible.
No problem. This is my first time in your studio, and it's pretty awesome. It's very convenient, too.
It is very convenient. It has been a tremendous time saver. We used to run over to the Hard Rock radio studio, or the Powell Broadcasting radio studio located within the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, or we'd run up to Powell Broadcasting in the Indian Hills area of the north side of Sioux City. And it's great to have this studio right in the basement of our office.
Yeah, you're about as centrally located to the metro as you can get, very convenient.
And not only for Chris McGowan as the host, but for our guests as well. And so thank you very much for having the foresight to say, hey, you guys might want to look at investing in this. It's worked out very, very well. And thank you again for being the longtime sponsor of this program. And we visited for a moment. You said that it's been so long ago since you started this program as the founder and the initial inaugural host that you don't even remember how many years ago it was.
I don't. I do remember we had Fred Davenport on and talking about commercial real estate, and I know that was a long time ago. It was longer than that. We're going to have to look up some archives to figure it out.
And you said that you actually had Hyperion when they were looking at putting an oil refinery near Spink, South Dakota.
Yeah, Project Gorilla, the $10 billion oil refinery. And yeah, I think they were on twice. So it was exciting times then.
That is a long time ago. And since then, we have seen some monster projects. Obviously leading the way was CF, announced at $1.7 billion. We know that it finished north of there by a fair bit. Great project for our community. But you know, you're looking at calendar 2022, and I think, you know, calendar 2022 was a pretty doggone good year. And starting right out of the gate, I think there were some ginormous projects that really in January kicked us off on the right foot. Tell us a little bit about those.
Yeah, well, bigger picture first, before we jump into specific projects. You know, typically, you look historically and you think you've got cycles of maybe 7 years of economic growth before you go into a downturn and then things start over again. You know, we really haven't had a major downturn since 2009. It's really been very stable and growing since then. And then we thought, you know, that was the recession.
The Great Recession.
The Great Recession. And then COVID hit, and we thought, oh boy, what's happening here? And you know what? We never missed a beat. our economy just kept going. 19, 20, 21, those were some of the best years we've had right through the pandemic. So it we're kind of, you know, I was thinking a lot of people say we're going to be going into another recession, but we're just not seeing it yet. We're not seeing it. The economists keep talking about it, that with this inflation and the interest rates going up, that it's going to slow down, but we just haven't seen it yet.
Well, and it's hard to look into our crystal ball and to have all of the answers. We know that it's difficult to predict with any certainty what's going to happen. But if an economic development professional and a commercial real estate professional can't put their heads together and talk about their own home community, we have bigger problems than that. So let's talk about that home community. Let's begin with, you said we didn't miss a beat. Tell us about the rankings that you saw over those last 3 years.
Yeah, well, and the Chamber is our best, and TSI is our best promoter of our community with the Site Selection magazine and how we rank against communities our size, 200,000 and greater. And I know your criteria is you got to have private projects. They have to be $1 million or more. They have to be, I don't know, 20,000
square feet
or more.
Used to be 50, but now it's 20.
Now it's 20. So you've got those criteria, and you keep, our community keeps meeting it year after year. In fact, 2020, 2021, 2022, maybe 2020, and years before that, we keep hitting number one. And it's amazing how many projects we have for a city this size.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest today is Chris Bogenreef. Chris is the founder of the Grow Siouxland radio program and the longtime host, and then became the sponsor. And today he is our guest. And Chris, you're absolutely right. In 2020, 21, and 22, we led the rankings for populations under 200,000 with Site Selection magazine based out of suburban Atlanta. They will be making announcements in the month of March regarding the last calendar year. We were number one in 19, 20, and 21. They're going to come out in early 23, so in a couple of weeks, with the 22 calendar year rankings.
Right.
And so I'm getting a little ahead of myself. I apologize. But some really good news. And before we kind of do our annual tour around the tri-state, you mentioned that there were some really significant projects in January of 2022 that kind of got us started on the right foot.
Yeah, you're right, Chris. One of the big ones was up in North Sioux City. Yeah, you know, the Mars family owns Royal Canin Pet Food Company, which was started in North Sioux as Heartland Foods, later purchased by Iams, later purchased by the Mars family, and now it's Royal Canin. And they did a $185 million expansion. That's just the expansion. They had already built a new plant. That was another,
like 117 5 years ago.
Right, right.
So they're at $250 million just with that facility in North Sioux City.
Yeah, it's amazing. So these 20 projects you have to have to qualify, that only counts as one, and it's $185 million.
Every project has to have some element of new construction, and then with that element of new construction, one of three criteria, not all three, but one of three, either $1 million in capital investment, 20,000 square feet of new floor space, or 20 new employees. And each year for the last 3 years, the Siouxland Metro has ranked number one in the nation. We'll learn more about where we ranked in the last calendar year in the month of March when Site Selection comes out with those annual statistics. But Royal Canin was one of two big projects in January. Yeah.
And another one was Cold Link Logistics that the TSI and the city and put together down in the Southbridge Industrial Park.
That's exactly right. And I can't remember exactly what the capital investment was, but
$70 million or so.
That sounds about right, Chris. So,
and that was a great site put together by the local communities that included a rail spur, which was attractive to the Cold Link project. And the reason for these projects, so thankful that we're in a ag-based community where we have food processing and a lot of heavy manufacturing to support the food processing industry. Because what you saw through the pandemic, you know, Royal Canin's expansion was partly due to the pandemic because people bought pets like crazy when they were locked up in their homes and their apartments. So pet food went through the roof. Jolly Time popcorn. You know, you're going to stay in the house and you're going to make more microwave popcorn. So Jolly Time's booming. Cold Link Logistics. That's part of the food supply chain. They got to keep things cold to get them distributed. I mean, it's project after project. Seaboard Triumph, the big pork plant.
$330 million, I'm going to guess 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah, and I haven't told. I'd like to total up all the spinoff growth that has happened because of that pork plant. There are so many expansions. The box companies, WestRock, Kaiser Refrigeration Trucks.
The electrical contractors, the conveyor belt people.
All
the
those
people
vendors.
Who wash uniforms. All these organizations benefit from their growth. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ. Our guest today is Chris Bogenrief. Chris, of course, is a principal with NAI United, commercial real estate expertise, but he's also the founder and former host of this program. Today, he's our sponsor and guest. We'll be back with Mr. Bogenrief after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Manson, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenrief. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, serving as your host at the Siouxland Chamber and our Grow Siouxland radio program. I'm really in the presence of the founder and the original host of this program. I succeeded Chris Bogenrief many years ago, but Chris founded this program because he had a desire to make sure that our Siouxland community knew the full scope and breadth of positive economic development happenings and, for lack of a better term, developments, projects that were emerging in the Siouxland Tri-State. Chris said in the first half of the program, a dozen, maybe 15 years ago, you founded the program.
It's got to be at least that. Could not remember.
Yeah. Well, you know that we were broadcasting in the wake of the Great Recession, and let's call that 2010-ish, you know, that we were completely out of that. So it's at least 13 years, 2009, it'd be 14 years, somewhere in that window. In the first half of the program, we touched upon how the Siouxland Metro has ranked in Site Selection's annual economic development rankings for populations under 200,000. And Chris summarized that in the last 3 years, the Siouxland Metro has brought home that title for the Metropolitan Statistical Area. The rankings for calendar 2022 will come out in the month of March from the Suburban Atlanta-based magazine. But the year started off very well, as Chris summarized. Royal Canin, $185 million capital investment. Cold Link, $70 million capital investment. And all those are very large capital investment numbers. They only count as one project. And so this is based on total number of projects. We'll learn soon how the Siouxland Metro fared. But Chris, let's talk about other things that you're seeing in Siouxland. You mentioned that we're blessed to come from an agribusiness and food processing based economy. Tell me about the evidence that makes that so critically important.
Well, I think if you look around at projects happening throughout the community, a lot of them are vendors or suppliers or even workforce for these plants. You know, we've got some major plants here, heavy manufacturing, the CF, the Seaboard Triumph, Tyson, FIMCO, Royal Canin. I mean, there's some big players here for manufacturing, but where we're seeing the growth is all their suppliers and their vendors and their workforce. So now you're seeing a huge demand for housing for these employees. I would argue that, you know, people say that maybe the census is a little off. You know, it was tough to do a census during COVID.
Absolutely.
But I think it's especially tough to do census in communities that have a large minority population.
And immigrant specifically.
Yes,
minority
population. New Americans are not always comfortable filling those things out. They just don't know. They're not educated on them. They don't know the benefits. So I think communities that have a lot of minorities and immigrants like we do, I think our count is off. I think we're way undercounted, because why else is there a waiting list on every single multifamily development in this community? And we've had thousands of new units put up just in the last few years, and there's still waiting lists on all of them. And I've been told we're still 7,000 units short just in our metro. So where are these people coming from? I don't have the answer to that, but I could tell you that the census is not accurate.
And why are they not reflected in that census? That's an excellent point.
Yeah, I just think, I think it was probably a tough census overall nationally, but when you, especially tough in the immigrant communities like ours. So there's something going on here that is not registering in the data.
Yeah, and so to summarize your remarks, it's always challenging to have an accurate census in communities that have significant immigrant populations, and that in the last census was significantly compounded by dealing with COVID at the same time.
Can you imagine trying to do a census in 2020? You know, that it would have been very difficult. And
you're supposed to stay at home. You're supposed to be masked up. You're supposed to limit contact with other people. And somehow census workers are supposed to be knocking on neighborhood doors and taking head counts.
Right, right.
It makes for an anomaly.
Mm-hmm. Because we're seeing developments. So as an example, Craig Lloyd out of Sioux Falls, he's a very large developer in Sioux Falls. He's going in many markets now. Well, he's done a lot of developments here in the Siouxland Metro. He's done a whole bunch of apartments along the interstate in Sergeant Bluff. And they said the last one that he did, the most recent one, was 81 units. And before he even broke ground, he had it 100% pre-leased. 81 units. He said that's never even happened in Sioux Falls, the speed at which it filled up. So what's that tell us? We're definitely underserved. And, you know, before the last 5 years, we probably didn't have any new apartments built since maybe the apartments in the dunes, which would have been 25 years ago. So until about 5 years ago, nobody built anything. So there was one reason we were in short supply. The other reason is we've had so much growth that compounded the issue. And now we just don't have enough workforce housing. And that's why the governor's involved now with workforce housing all over the state. It doesn't have to be subsidized. It's not subsidized. It's market rate housing, but it's for the workforce.
And that's happening in all three states. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ. Our guest today is the founder of Grow Siouxland and the original host, Chris Bogenrief. Chris is a principal with NAI United and has a unique perspective on economic development and commercial real estate in the Siouxland tri-state area. Now, Chris generally closes out our calendar year with back-to-back programs. That will be the case. We'll follow up with more information with Chris 1 week from today. At that time, we'll go around the tri-state area and we'll focus on each community individually, talk about some of the specific things that are occurring there. But I want to explore workforce housing and workforce specifically, because as an executive in this community, you're on the front lines working with the companies that are growing, that are expanding, and their number one concern is
housing and labor.
Exactly right. And, you know, the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce just returned from a day in Des Moines with Governor Reynolds and the majority and minority leaders of both chambers. Same thing in South Dakota a week or so ago, visiting with Governor Noem and Peer. And the first thing out of everyone's mouth is, what are we going to do to find labor, access labor, and then what about workforce housing?
Yeah, that is the number one issue, labor and where to put them. And I know this is more philosophical issue, but I wish Washington could figure out how to fix legal immigration. I mean, illegal is one thing. Legal, why can't they fix that and hire more immigration agents, bring more people in that are ready and willing to work?
Well, it didn't look like they had too much trouble hiring IRS agents in the last calendar year.
Exactly. Now, what would the return on investment been if we would have hired more immigration agents instead and brought more immigrants into our country that are ready to work?
And facilitated a smooth system and transition.
Yes.
So there may be a political opportunity in your future, Chris. We'll have to see. But there's an awful lot going on, and a reminder that the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, led by Executive Vice President Barbara Sloniker and Director of Communications Teresa Rosenboom, will be traveling to Washington, D.C. on May 17th and 18th, I believe. I know it's that week of May. And on the Wednesday and Thursday of that period of time in May. So if you're interested in joining the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and our delegation that does embark upon our nation's capital, again, on Wednesday, the 17th of May, Thursday, the 18th of May, we meet with leaders from the House, the Senate, the majority and minority parties. We meet with leadership from the presidential administration, and something to certainly put on your calendar. If you'd like more information, give us a call at 712-255-7903. And Chris, that's a trip you've made before.
Yes, it is. I'll put a plug in for that trip. I think last year was my ninth trip, and I went with my father last year, and that is so worth it. It's so worth it to get in front of our legislators and let them hear from the local people in the community. And again, that was probably the most frustrating part of that trip, was the answers we got on how to fix legal immigration. That was my pet peeve.
Yeah.
But we have to stay in front of them and keep emphasizing how important it is to us.
Well, and I think another source of frustration and angst over the last couple of years, the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce had made that trip every year for 65 years until it was interrupted by COVID. And we were prepared to go. The problem was they wouldn't let you onto Capitol Hill. They, you know, they had fences, they had mask requirements, they had escorts. In fact, they still had escort requirements. You had, for every 5 or 10 people, you had to have a congressional staff person. In May, they won't have that policy. At least they don't at this time. So we have much to look forward to, and we hope that people will consider that. That said, that wraps up our program. It's amazing how quickly this time goes. We'll be back with Chris Bogenreef for part two of our interview with the founder of Grow Siouxland next Saturday morning. Go out and make it a great weekend.
Thanks, Chris.